I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Sorry for that little technical problem. It happens. How many amendments to the Constitution today on Constitution Day? 11,770. 11,770. 27 passed. All right? So, look, somebody sent me a nasty email. I still think the Japanese internment, maybe it's a fine point, is a bigger violation of civil liberties than even the shutdowns. Don't try to make, well, you know, this woman sent to me, Dan, the shutdowns were everybody in the country pretty much versus a smaller number. That's not the point. But Barr's broader point is exactly right, that this is incredible what has happened here, particularly in Pennsylvania, one of the very worst. It's way out of proportion to emergency or anything else. Now, our special guest is the majority leader of the Republicans, and yesterday they held this news conference presentation along with some Democrats, saying that it's time for Governor Wolf's veto to be overridden. It's time for him to stop after we've seen this ruling this week with the nonsense that goes on here, and allow school districts and parents particularly to go to their kids' games. But we got a lot of other things to talk about. Carrie Benninghoff is the majority leader, and he joins us here in Philadelphia on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Majority Leader, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. How's everything in your beautiful city?
Bad. We right now, Kerry, have a situation, just so you know, in Harrisburg, I'll give you on the ground, where we had a shooting last night, 55 shots fired, yet the mayor...
Oh, my.
The mayor is bringing out maybe 100 cops or more to block people to come to Eagles tailgate, even at the stadium and surrounding area, with maps and charts and blockades being set up. So that's where we, because of the virus, allegedly.
That virus has become an excuse for a lot of things that are inappropriate and unconstitutional. It's very
Absolutely.
Sad.
Yeah, and the Judge Stickman really stuck it to Governor Wolf and his proposal. And you guys, I like what you're doing. You're taking, I think, the type of thing first that is a constitutional principle, but it touches the heart. It's direct. And yesterday you had some Democrats standing with you, which is good, talking about this House bill that would say the local school districts, as I understand, would make decisions about crowds and parents coming to see their kids play football or whatever.
Absolutely. And, you know, frankly, it's ironic. Today happens to be the anniversary day of the signing of the Constitution, 1787. We all, 1787, you know, we want to talk about our freedoms and liberties, and people need to pay attention to this because they're slowly being eroded away. You got these executive orders trying to do everything by fiat because I said so. At the end of the day, a lot of these issues don't need to be Republican or Democrat. They have to be about what free people want to do and what free people and how they want to live. I think it's ridiculous when parents who have spent time, energy, and a lot of money raising their children and trying to get them involved in extracurricular activities, which we know children can develop differently and better there. Some that are very quiet in a classroom excel as a group leader on a team sport, a band, or whatever else. And now we're telling them you can't come to participate and watch and cheer your children on in these different events, even though you're the taxpaying public. That makes no sense to me.
Absolutely. So you had a few Democrats now with you on this, but I don't know that you had publicly enough votes to override his veto, right?
Well, actually, this will be in the chamber. We had 155 votes when the bill originally passed. We need 136 for an override. The other Democrats, some were wanting to be there, just as some of my other members, are okay. A lot of conflicting committee meetings. So it's on paper in both the House and the Senate, we had enough. It's a matter of trying to get those Democrat members to stay with us should the governor decide to veto this, because we will run for an override because the public has spoken. They're tired of this. They're tired of being locked in their houses, told what to do, when to go out, what to eat, where to go. It's time that the public gets to be heard.
Absolutely. So what would you call upon people to do to let their local representative know? And the bill is, what's the number on the bill again, Kerry?
Well, we need them to stand in solidarity and support House Bill 2787. Tell them to call in the governor's office and tell the governor, who has publicly said that he wants to work with legislature, that he tries to work with the legislature even though we don't see him, here's a golden opportunity. I said it yesterday. Governor, show that you truly want to work with legislature, who is elected by the people to represent them, and support us. Don't veto this bill.
Yeah,
155 votes out of 203. 155 out of 203 votes were yes in our chamber. I think it was 39 in the Senate out of 50 voted yes. I mean, that's a pretty resounding bipartisan effort. Everybody wants us to be bipartisan. Well, this is an opportunity to support that. That's exactly what happened. Because we're the smaller districts in the House. We feel like we're the closest to the people, and we are trying to be their voice in Harrisburg. But they need to call their legislators. They need to call the governor's office and say, sign this bill into law.
Now, we saw this reversal. Give me a sense. You're there in Harrisburg. It's more Penn State country than where we are. What's the sense that you get? I know a lot of legislators go to Penn State games and all that stuff, Kerry, that Big Ten football is coming back, and that's another example. Yeah, they're arguing the testing may be better, and that may be slightly it. But I think the public pressure on that, looking at the SEC and these others playing, and you have Penn State, the giant in the state. We feel it here even. Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio. You know, I mean, the Big Ten is huge across the Midwest. So what's it like in Harrisburg around that?
Well, ironically, by disclosure, I actually live in Penn State. I actually represent part of that area in Center County. I think it's a statement that the general public is starting to realize and accept the fact that, you know, viruses come, viruses go. We deal with these things in and out. While we do not underestimate the severity of COVID in its infancy when it first hit us, I think we are learning to manage it better. We've tried to provide better materials, PPE equipment, and testing, that this is not just going to go away. We're not going to wake up one night and all of a sudden COVID is going to be gone, that we got to learn to live our lives and not wreck the economy any worse than the administration has. You know, when you have 3.5 million people applying for unemployment, that's crazy. So I think Penn State and some of these other Big Ten schools are seeing Notre Dame and some other schools who said, we're still going to work with this. We're going to try to do this. The Southern schools have decided to continue on. They set up a protocol for the Penn State students should they get ill. It's no different than doing that than they were going to do with the football players. This is about not and or. It's learning how to live with a pandemic, learning to live beyond it, and learning how we live no worse than we did with Ebola, any worse than we did with all the different types of bad flus that we've had. People need to look at statistics. Some of the top causes of death right now, unfortunately, is suicide, number one, opioid addiction, which we used to talk about before the pandemic. We're losing over 300 people a month from opioid addiction. Nobody talks about it. I don't see shutdown orders and things like that going. I understand that's not contagious, but nonetheless, we have got, as a community, as we've done for hundreds of years, learn how to live with these things and how to work through it. You got tremendous medical research institutions down in your area, and they're working every single day on vaccines for these types of things. And that's what free American people do. We take on challenges, and we work and plow through them. And I think Big Ten schools have had it, and they're starting because the public has had it. And they say, we've got to learn to live our lives. We've got to learn to income. And frankly, in the Commonwealth, and I apologize for rattling on it, but in the Commonwealth, we go to work, we all pay into the system to help supply for those other people, whether they're older, they have disabilities, or something that they need some assistance. Where are we going to find the money to do that when our state budget's $5 billion in debt. I've never seen a deficit that large.
Well, wait a minute. Lieutenant Governor Dope, in my words, not yours, says legalize marijuana, Kerry, and the $5 billion will go away, apparently, right?
I find it unconscionable, both as a parent, as a father, as a former county coroner, and somebody who worked in an emergency room for many years, that the top agenda item for this administration is legalizing another illegal substance drug known as marijuana. We have the medical marijuana to treat those individuals who have some medical conditions. But the number one issue they want to do, and more importantly, they don't want to do this to balance the budget. They want to have more money to spend on new programs. So there's a significant difference of that. It's not about balancing the budget. So we're going to exacerbate an opioid addiction problem. Think about the math. On average, we lose 14 a day. That's over 300 people per month. That's 4,000 people a year in Pennsylvania. It's been going on and on and on and on. I don't hear any outcry about that. And now we're going to legalize marijuana for recreational, for fun use, people just to smoke it whatever time they want. You know, are we going to then randomly test bus drivers? Are we going to randomly test pilots? I mean, where does that put the rest of the public is jeopardy in the safety?
Absolutely.
Makes no sense.
We're talking with the majority leader. One other area, and hearing you today, I've only heard you sporadically in the past. I have more hope, and listeners do. We're drilling down here about the upcoming election and the debate going on in Harrisburg about how to protect from cheating, corruption, Kerry. We had on the head of the Republicans in Montgomery County yesterday, Liz Priate-Habe, who's a friend, and she actually got volunteers from my show, a lot of them, that are actually going to watch drop boxes because you're only allowed to drop in one vote at a time versus harvesting if we get drop boxes. What can you tell us is the area of contention as far as right now with Governor Wolf and coming up with, I guess, a compromise on how this mail-in balloting and the election's going to go?
Well, two quick things I'd say. Number one, regardless of people's political ideology or thoughts, this election is so important that people better pay attention because it's really about tearing down a process, tearing down their fundamental liberties, and having free elections versus an election that's being manipulated by one administration, one individual, and a secretary who thinks they can just dictate irregardless of what state law is. They're trying to ignore the laws, the statutes that you people elect your legislators to pass year in and year out. This idea to have these drop boxes, as we somewhat say here, your drop box is at the end of your driveway. Go take your ballot that we send you 50 days ahead, no different than your car registration. Lick the stamp, put it on, or take the free postage from the governor and mail it back in. We've created four other ways to drop it off or have it deposited. They are trying to manipulate this day in and day out, and we are very concerned because I want your vote to be just as protected as my vote.
Well, let me stop you and ask you then. Do you have the votes then to stop the drop boxes then? Can you tell us that you have that or not?
First of all, they are not in statute, so they're currently illegal. We passed a bill out of the House already that addresses that. There is no statutory permission for drop boxes. We do make four different opportunities for people to submit their ballot, which is more than they ever had 1 year ago. I don't know how much easier we have to make it for people to elect. They're trying to use COVID as a way to scare people, one, away from the voting booths, trying to scare people that they have to do a paper ballot. We've been voting by absentee ballots for years when need be, but they are now permitting people to just sign up, register, vote, all at one time. That's called same-day registration. Again, illegal. It's not in the statute currently, and I cannot believe that they're trying to do this regardless and ignoring the law. Why do we have laws? That's how you have civility. Without them, you have chaos, and they are trying to create chaos and steal the election.
Now, the argument, though, is if you guys don't compromise, this is what I hear, and you're inside it, well, if it goes to the state Supreme Court, we know it's a rogue state Supreme Court. We know what the decision will be. So Wolf kind of has you cornered on this. What do you say to that?
Well, very quickly, the bill that we have passed that's over in the Senate right now was a compromise, and frankly, was asked by many of the county commissioners' associations, Republicans and Democrats, boards of elections across the Commonwealth that were consulted on this. It was a complete rewrite of some of the inconsistencies or problems that were seen in the primary to improve upon this. It's right there. We even took some of the governor's suggestions of trying to allow for earlier canvassing so the ballots, number one, could be processed in not tabulated but processed days ahead of time, which is what they asked for. We moved up the time period that the counties cannot mail a ballot out any more than 15 days before the election, so it's time to return it, and the primary is 7 days. So we already have compromise. The difference is this administration's idea of compromise is you do what I say, then we'll say we have a compromise.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
That's my experience, too, with what's going on here. It's shocking, and I'm glad to hear you and your voice on this. When they did those news conferences, refused to take questions, and the media went along with it, that was such a tell of what we're facing. I agree with you. There's a pushback now in the things that we talked about today. And a simple one is let parents and let school districts decide who's going to come and watch football and basketball and crew and golf and whatever else. Thank you, Kerry. Thanks for coming on today. Please.
Well, remind your listeners, it's not all about the presidential election. And if they love America that you and I grew up with, they better pay attention and not let this kind of manipulation by a dictatorial type administration occur.
Absolutely.
Out of control.
Please come back on any issue. You just tell our people, Dan and all, and we'll set you up again. Thank you for joining us.
We'll be glad to do that. Your listeners need to hear the truth.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.